There is no such thing as spiritual mortality. Mortality is a mental state. It is not a spiritual state. Spirit can never enter mortal flesh. As long as you believe that flesh and blood contain your mortal being, you are the prodigal. You are walking away from your spiritual identity. Walking away from the kingdom of God within you. And you are cutting off the source of your eternal life. The human race has done this. It has been living in duality for so long that it does not know that immortality is the reality of man, and that mortality is the Antichrist, the denial of spirit. From this era, all evil springs. There are actually two parts to the mystery of evil on earth. Joel supplied the missing link to the second part on page 42 of Living Between Two Worlds. Referring to Jesus' statement to Pilate, "Thou couldst have no power over me," Joel said that Jesus was not speaking to a man. That was quite astounding. And then he added that Jesus was speaking to temporal power. Now that is the discernment of a mystic. And that revelation gives us an eye-opening clue to many incidents in the Bible that have rarely received the light that they deserve. We know that Jesus did not see Pilate as a threat. He did not even see Pilate as an evil man. But he saw Pilate as a channel for false evil power. Jesus knew that world mind was living and using Pilate. He knew that world mind was the source of all evil appearances. And so Jesus looked through Pilate and said, "Thou couldst have no power over me." He was talking to the world mind in Pilate for a reason, too. This explains how Jesus healed. Take the demoniacs, for example. There were three or four or five. There were demoniacs at Capernaum, Gerasa, Mount Hermon. If you remember, the demoniac at Gerasa was very violent and in chains. Jesus did not lay hands upon him. Instead, he said, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And then at Capernaum, again, Jesus did not rebuke the demoniac, but instead he said to the unclean spirit, "Hold thy place and come out of him." In both cases, Jesus was teaching us. He was identifying the source of the problem. You must realize he did not expect the evil spirits or demons to hear him, because he, above all, knew that they have no origin in God, and therefore they do not exist, no matter what the world thinks. As Pilate and the demoniacs were separated from God, world mind used them as a channel for false evil power. Jesus needed no words to heal. He spoke only to teach that his consciousness was nullifying the world mind that was disturbing the demoniacs. He was isolating the cause, informing us that world mind is the root of all evil. But that was only the tip of the iceberg. He was also revealing that the world mind governs the human body, that the world mind causes all bodily diseases, all mental illness, and that the world mind separates the human race from its divine heritage. He was identifying the real adversary. And in this one startling revelation, Jesus was also telling mankind that the world mind, not God, the world mind, not God, runs the material universe and its inhabitants. He was explaining the source of all wars, all disasters, all death on earth. And to this day, both science and religion are unaware that the entire human picture is a creation not of God, not of natural causes, but of world mind hypnotism. Yes, we have the kingdom of God within us, but we have not learned how to release it. The earth is the Lord's, but world mind hypnotism hides the divine creation from the senses of man. First, world mind covers the divine creation by broadcasting its finite concept of infinity. The five senses pick this up. And then the five senses filter the finite concepts of the world mind into material sense. The final result is an imitation universe, a complete, total counterfeit. The absence of spirit, the absence of spiritual awareness, the absence of spiritual power, and the absence of God government on this earth. You see, only one channel remains open. And that distorted channel presents finite matter, where infinite spirit is. It presents the illusion of time where only eternity is. It presents repeating material lifespans, where only eternal spiritual life is. And it presents temporary material bodies, where only one infinite spiritual body is. And so the two parts of the world illusion are created not by God, but by the world mind and its antennae, the captive five human senses of man. You may be sure that when Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," he was saying you are not looking directly at God's perfect spiritual creation. You are living in the recreated images of an imitation universe, all located in the world mind and in the five corporeal senses, which incidentally were created by the world mind, not by God. So you see, mankind is suffering from spiritual amnesia, living in the midst of God's perfect kingdom and permitting world mind hypnotism to make man a prodigal, when he really is the perfect son, the perfect individualization of God. Walking through the hypnotized veil of darkness, healing sense images of the world mind, Jesus proved that behind all human limitations, all suffering, all human bodies, all horrendous conditions in the visible world, perfection is always present, untouched, unflawed by the illusion of destruction, and it can be enjoyed by breaking the world mesmerism of life and substance apart from God. How to become a transparency for God was his deepest teaching. It was also his demonstration, and it was the legacy of love that he left to lead us into the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. We enter the silence now with a resolve to face truth without compromise. Because I cannot be spirit and mortal, I must choose. Because I cannot be spirit and mortal, flesh and blood, I must choose. Because I cannot be spirit And under material law, if I continue to live under fear of material law, I am denying my spirit. I must choose. I must choose to release the inner kingdom of spirit by walking this earth in my spiritual identity as the living individualization of God. I am spirit, individualizing. That must be your theme song. Spirit with no mortal or material opposite. I and my Father are one infinite, undivided spirit. And this indivisible relationship must be lived in daily, without ceasing. Only then will it remove the mental misperceptions of the world, mind, and the senses, and make us transparencies for infinity instead of finite prodigals externalizing the world mind. I cannot live two lives. I cannot be spirit within and mortal on the outside. I must unify as within, so without. Because the kingdom of God is within me, so must I externalize that kingdom, so that I am one with God and not divided. I must consciously choose to leave the myth of mortality behind me. We are transcending the limited human senses. We are rising above universal sense misperception to an understanding that spirit is the one infinite selfhood, and I am that. We are transcending the sense deception of many material selves. The sense deception of good and bad, young and old, male and female. And we are being reborn to the truth that spirit never lives in a material world. I cannot live in a material world. I must be conscious of the spiritual universe where I live. Above sense misperception, above the world mind, in soul consciousness. I do not seek supply. My spirit is supply. My spirit never lacks. I have meat, you see. By accepting any lack or limitation, you keep yourself chained to the five senses that can never know reality. You are believing the senses which are dividing God's universe into good and evil. You are being victimized by world beliefs which pronounce God's universe imperfect. But the knowledge of spiritual identity removes that false belief that your supply is outside, or that powers are outside. The consciousness that outside powers are false mental images made Jesus a master of a false material law. Instead of material thought appearing outwardly as form, the spiritual thought of God in Jesus transformed the outer divine thought in Jesus, received direct from God, because he was a transparency. Transform bad health to good health. Lack to abundance. Wherever the world saw victims outside, Jesus saw the Spirit of God within himself. And by grace, the outside pictures changed. He was teaching us to be a transparency for the one infinite spirit, to let our inner contact with the source of life override the sense misperceptions of the world. Oh, he did bigger things to teach us. Only a transparency for spirit could feed the multitudes. Material sense saw many hungry people. Christ consciousness, not looking through material sense, but transcending it, knew only one spiritual being. In Christ consciousness, the healer and the victims were accepted as one spirit. And abundance flowed from that unified consciousness as loaves and fishes. That principle of seeing only one where the multitude was has been missed by most of the world. I think you can use that principle effectively. Wherever you see many, accept one in your consciousness, and you will find a new power springing up, a power of harmony. Omniscience will flow. Omnipotence will flow. The power of one where many appear was one of the greatest teachings that Jesus displayed on this earth. It was so unknown that people did not realize his relationship to the Roman Empire. Five senses of man saw the mighty Roman Empire. But the unhypnotized Christ, resting in the inner kingdom of spirit as his identity and the identity of all, saw only the invisible perfection of God without opposition. He didn't see an empire. He saw one spiritual being. And though man knows it not, his transparency to the one perfect power, the one indivisible, infinite self, was the downfall of the Roman Empire. You see, there never was a Jesus and spirit. Jesus was spirit. He had overcome mortality. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father who sent me. When you looked at this perfect transparency, your senses thought they were looking at a mortal man, or even some kind of divine man in mortal form. But you were looking at the undivided Spirit of God performing its function of demonstrating the omnipresence of perfection, where the five senses of man still live in the tree of good and evil. Perfect transparencies for God are called masters or saviors, sometimes prophets. They have detached themselves from the world mind by inner silence. And that's what you do in your meditation. Although you may not have realized it, you're detaching yourself from the world mind and also from your senses. And by this inner silence and remaining in their spiritual center, which prevents the false broadcast from world mind to senses, they maintain direct access to the infinite. Now, you know that many students of the Infinite Way and other truth teachings around the world would like to be pure transparencies for God. And for all who aspire to that mission and are willing to put forth the dedication as the purpose of their life on earth, Jesus gave us the secret of success on how to be a perfect transparency. He gave it at the Last Supper. Eat of my flesh. Drink of my blood. Let's look at that carefully with spiritual vision, with a single eye. Get out of your human concept of material flesh and blood and consciously get outside the belief in physical form and consciously get outside the belief in human corporeal senses. and learn how to be the immortal, divine, incorporeal, spiritual life of God, individualizing infinite perfection. Now, all this is accomplished not by personal effort, but by your spiritual center and letting the kingdom within manifest itself as your own being. Eat of my flesh. Drink of my blood. That was one of the highest initiate teachings of Jesus Christ. And it still stands as the supreme challenge for every dedicated soul who declares, I want to be a transparency for God. Here is the call to a level of discipline that goes far beyond human obedience. First, realize that your physical body is not a creation of God, and therefore does not exist as an objective reality. The second requirement, accept your invisible spiritual body as a present fact here and now, and live in it. Now, what is missing? What is the third step after you die to corporeality, to corporeal sense, and you are reborn to incorporeality, to incorporeal sense? If you find that you are moving above the senses and can listen within, hear within, occasionally see within, you know that you're in the spiritual flow, because spirit has no corporeal sense. In other words, if you can experience these things now, you're definitely moving in the right direction. But you must not stop there. Spirit is omnipresent. It covers the infinite universe with no division. It fills eternity without beginning or end. Spirit has no boundary, no height, width, depth. No minutes, hours, years. No inches, feet, yards, miles. No form, no texture. Nothing that can be measured with human senses or man-made instruments. Spirit is one infinite life. Always alive. Always self-existent. Always the only life, the only power, and the only intelligence, rolled into one eternal, infinite, perfect being. And this omnipresent being is the spiritual flesh of Christ, the infinite intelligence. Of this omnipresent being is the blood of Christ. The third requirement to qualify as a pure transparency for God is to accept and practice both the presence and the omnipresence of Christ as the one identity everywhere and the one intelligence everywhere. In mystical terminology, this is eating the flesh of Christ and drinking the blood of Christ. And only as we prove our fidelity to the omnipresence, omniscience of Christ as the reality of all mankind, not just me or him or her, as the one infinite reality, only to that degree will the kingdom of God within externalize and convert earth into heaven for you. This path is shown by the wayshower, the infinite I who appeared immaculately, disappeared just as immaculately, and taught us that whoever comes to the omnipresent Christ identity will find the key to the kingdom. There's only one image and likeness of God. Christ is it. Christ is I am. I am is you. I am the image and likeness of God. It is time to put away our human toys of matter and mind and to accept spiritual adulthood as the infinite Son, the infinite individualization of God called Christ. It is time to step out of the shell of mortality as a spiritual infant and let the single I, the one omnipresent mind, develop our incorporeal senses, that we may transmit and transmute the divine essence throughout our infinite being into divine expression. Know this within. I am Christ, the flesh and blood of God, the light of God, the allness of God, the life and immaculate spirit of God, the unending flow of glory in the I that has no opposite. United with the infinite I am, both an inlet and an outlet for divine thought and divine action, and the universal hypnosis of separation is shattered. The peace of oneself overshadows the world mind. The human senses lose the hypnotic sense of power, distortion, and misrepresentation. Why do we lose the peace after we find it? Because innately, subliminally, the universal belief remains that there are conditions in the universe. The senses have dominated our minds for so many thousands of years that learning now to live again in an unconditioned universe takes a great deal of determination and patience until grace takes over. The senses and the world mind. Have dominated human thought, individually and collectively, for over 1 billion years. To be a transparency for God, not the world mind, you must stand fast in spirit, knowing your oneness with God guarantees that the unconditioned universe and your being are one and the same. In accepting conditions, you deny your infinite reality. On the other hand, to instantly recognize that every condition is world mind, stepping into your senses takes the mystery out of conditions and signals that you are responding to a condition that is not in God's creation. That instant of recognition, identifying the false source of error, that is your real test. Know the unreality, the non-power of conditions, the allness of God. And in that moment, you are a transparency for omnipresence. The path to the Christ mind, which says to every form in which Pilate may appear, thou, world mind, couldst have no power over me, because I am not mortal matter. I am God individualizing, and no evil present can exist in my infinite kingdom, which has no opposite. Difficult, of course. But you realize, too, that transition is even more difficult. So if the path becomes more narrow, it's because we must be prepared to meet every contingency, every condition, no matter how serious it may appear to be. The mind that was in Christ Jesus will take you through every hard spot. If you will continue diligently to honor that mind and no other. By their fruits ye shall know them. As the Christ mind in you externalizes the priceless treasures of infinity, you will know that you are being reborn of the Holy Spirit. All that God has is mine forever. Work with that. I am God individualizing. Work with that. I cannot accept conditions because a transparency for God has no bad conditions and no good conditions. A transparency for God shows forth spiritual perfection in all things. I am God individualizing because I am a transparency for God. That is your truth to take into every day. Remember the group meditations every Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m. California time. And from Kauai, soul to soul, blessings of love in the one infinite self.